begin the current daf Masechta Nedarim, daf Mem Dalad. Begin on the bottom of Mem Gimel Mem Beis, three lines up from the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. And that is, we had a machlekes in the Mishnah of Mem Gimel Mem Aleph between Rabbi Yisi and the Rabbanan regarding what's the halacha. We spoke about if someone's mudr hanah mechaveri, as all the previous Mishnahs were talking about, someone's forbidden to have hanah, pleasure from his friend, because of a neder that was made. Now, what happens if the two of them are walking on the road, and the mudr, the one who's forbidden to have enough from his friend, has nothing to eat? But the madr, the one who made the neder against the other person, can't give him anything to eat. So the Tanna Kamma said that he puts it on the rock, and he says, it's hefker, it's ownless, it's not mine anymore. Now the other person can come and take it, because he's not taking from that person, he's taking from hefker. But Rabbi Yisi said it's forbidden. What's the reason of the opinion of Rabbi Yisi? So Rabbi Yechanan said the reason is because Rabbi Yisi holds the mechanism of hefker, of declaring something ownless, works just like when someone gives a matana to somebody else, which is that until it actually reaches the receiver, it's still considered within the domain of the one who's gifting it. And hence, if the receiver didn't get it yet, he could still retract and it's still his. Same thing is by hefker. Although it's ownless, and essentially what that means is that whoever wants can come and take it. But until somebody takes it, it's considered still the original owner's. And therefore, Rabbi says that doesn't work to declare it ownless by putting on the rock. Because essentially, it's still the mafkers. So when the mudr is going to take from the rock, he's still taking from the madr, and that's going to be violating the neder. And that's why Rabbi Yechanan said Rabbi Yechanan hold is going to be forbidden. Now, on that, the Gemara on Amud Beis, on Mem Gimel Beis, refuted that interpretation of Rabbi Yechanan. And rather, Rabbi gave a different interpretation for Rabbi Yisi. Rabbi Yisi agrees that the moment you make it hefker, it is hefker. It's not the madr's anymore. So then why can't you do this operation of putting on the rock and declaring hefker and letting the mudr take it? It's for a different reason. It's because of a gezeira, as we find by Beis Chayrin, where there was such an incident with a grandfather being forbidden to have enough from his son, and therefore he couldn't come to his grandson's wedding. So the son, what he did was, he gifted the whole wedding to somebody else, and then the person said, oh yeah, it's mine, I'm going to make it hektish, and then he said, no, I don't want you to make it hektish, it was only that my father could come. And again, that's one big joke, because obviously it was still the son's, and therefore the grandfather cannot come, meaning that the father of the groom's father, and therefore we don't allow you to do something in this situation because we know that you're being mafker on the rock just so that other person could take it. Now, although that might be good, but since you might come to say, I'm only making it hefker so that you could eat, that's one big joke, and obviously that's not really a hefker, and that would be a violation of the madr giving to the mudr. So because of that concern, we made a gezeri even without saying that, by just making it hefker for that distinct purpose, we don't allow you to do that, and therefore the madr would not be able to give to the mudr in that type of situation. Those are the two interpretations of Rabbi Yisi. Now, so relating to this machlekes of the Rabbana and Rabbi Yisi, the Gemara brings Tanya learned in the following braisa, and this will be reflective of this machlekes. The braisa says, Hamafker es sadeu. Someone says his field is ownerless. It's hefker. So the halacha is as follows. And the Ran's going to explain the details of the reasons of this halacha. Kol shlei shiyamim, yachal achzabai, interestingly, for the next 3 days, he could retract. And therefore, no matter what happens to the field, he could say, I didn't want it to be hefker, and it's still mine. After 3 days, that from the time that you had made it hefker, now if you change your mind, it's too late, you can't change your mind anymore, and whoever wants can take it. Now, that the Braisa continues on top of Memdal and Aleph. Let's say, Amr, let's say he says a little bit differently. Let's say he says, Tehisadazum of Keres Liam Echad. Says, I want this field to be hefker for 1 day. Not forever. It's ownless for this 1 day. Or the Shabbos achas for 1 week. Or the Chodesh echad for 1 month. Or the Shana echas for 1 year. Or the Shavu achas or for one whole Shemitah cycle. So then the halacha is, actually zachaba, if no one yet merited it, no one ever went to acquire it, bein hu bein acha, whether him or someone else, no one came to say, oh, it's hefker, I want to take it. So if no one else took it yet, so he can still retract and will still consider it as if it was his field. However, if someone already went to acquire it, whether that someone is him, that same person who was mafkrit, as children son of Dugo, hefker kaina. So if he was mafkrit, and then he went and acquired it, or if someone else went, because it's hefker for the day, so someone went to be kainit, then ain't yachal achzabai, then they can't retract anymore because someone already went to be kainit. Now, the Ran explains in great detail what is this halacha of this braisa, why would there be the discrepancies of someone being able to have a 3-day period of retracting from his hefker, and why is there a difference then when he says for a time limit amount that it depends if someone was zeich in it or not, if he could retract. So first of all, the Ran points out for the fact that the sefer, these two cases, the ratio when you just say it's hefker, and the sefer which says you want it for a time limited amount, and the fact that the sefer differentiated regarding this case when you said that it should be hefker for this 1 day or in the 1 week or the 1 month, the difference in halacha was if someone acquired it, if someone was zeich in it or not, because that's what the Braisa says, that actually Zachaba, the Braisa said in the Sefer that if you did it for the time limited amount, if no one yet was merited, even if already a week passed, but no one was zeich in it, so then the Braisa said, Yachal Achzaba, the one who made it hefker could retract, and it's like it was never hefker. But the Braisa said, Misha Zachaba Acher, if someone already did acquire it from hefker, then they can't retract. So the Ram points out that obviously that means to say that the Reisha that doesn't make that differentiations regarding when you just make it Hefker, rather the Halacha there hinges not on if someone was Zeich in it or not, but rather if it's before 3 days or post 3 days. So obviously he says the Halacha of the Reisha is saying as follows, that for 3 days, the one who was Mafkrit could retract, even, obviously, that from the fact that it doesn't make this same division as the Sefer does, even if someone already went and he heard a great, beautiful field as Hefker and he went to acquire it, doesn't make a difference. If it was still within 3 days, then the person who came to be Zeichnet has not acquired it and he could retract his Hefker if it's within 3 days. Now, what would be the reason for that? Hefker, it's not his, so someone acquired it. So how does he have this window of 3 days? So that, as Gemara will later on explain, the reason is what's called that mafkarin v'hajin behind, is that there were certain ramoyim, cheats, people that wanted to get away irresponsibly with halacha, and therefore they would declare their fields ownerless, and then they would go right back and reacquire it. Now, the reason why they would do this is, as which one would wonder, what is the braisa talking about over here? Why are people declaring things ownerless and taking it back? Is because one has to give certain maestris tithes from his fields. Now, the halacha actually is that hefker, something that is ownerless, is exempt from maaser. And that's because, as the Gemara learns elsewhere from Sukkim, the Levi only gets from the fields because he has no portion in it, because the Levi doesn't get fields. But something that he does have a portion in, which is hefker, because everyone could take from hefker, that he doesn't get his portion of maaser. So what the Ramoyim, what the trickers used to do is that, so what they wanted to get away with giving maaser. Who wants to give a tenth of their stuff to Levim? So they would make their fields a hefker, so now it's exempt. But they always had in mind when they would be mafkid, of course, I'm just going to go quickly right back and reacquire it. Now, what it comes at is that essentially that they weren't really intended to make it hefker and ownerless whoever wants to take it. It was just one big trick so that they can get away now, oh, this is hefker, and anyone could take it, but I was the first one to take it, but it's not mechuyev maaser anymore. Now, that's why Chazal, our sages, had to say that if this person, and as we're going to see in a moment, any person acquires this hefker field within 3 days, that it should not be considered like he acquired it from hefker. And moreover, they have to say that even if someone else will acquire this field within 3 days, that he hasn't acquired it. And that is that the mafker, the one who declared ownerless, could still retract if it's within 3 days. Now, the reason for this is because although the concern of these ramayin doesn't apply if someone else besides the ramay acquires it, because the whole point of this concern of the ramay, where you're not really intending to be mafkrid, you just want to be mafkrid and get it back. So we say, okay, within 3 days, we don't even consider like it was hefker in the first place. It's just you're taking back your original field. Now, but if someone else is acquiring it, so he's not saving the meister, he's not saving 10%, he's losing 100% because someone else is acquiring it. So why did we say that if someone else acquires it within 3 days, that it's not considered that it was hefker? There it should be hefker. It's only when the person himself tries to get it back, then we see he's a ramay. So on that, the Ran explains, because if we wouldn't say that it applies to others, then the whole purpose of the takana, which is for the person himself, also wouldn't last. And the reason being is because when the ramay would see that when somebody else acquires the hefker field, that he does acquire it, so he's not going to listen to the sages to say that if he goes with him 3 days to acquire it, that he hasn't acquired it. Because they're going to say that, what do you mean? Just like someone else, you see he acquires it, obviously it is Hefker. So when we're going to get it, it's also Hefker. What do you mean? Why for me it's not Hefker? Anyone can take it from Hefker. So therefore the Chazal said that no. We have to say that for 3 days, it's not Hefker. Because it's one big joke. You don't plan on making it Hefker, as we're going to see. But if it's more than 3 days, that Rama is not going to leave it for such a long time. It's just his Hefker, and quickly no one's looking. Oh, kind of. So therefore, within 3 days, that's a time span where we could assume that someone is just doing it because he wants to get away from Meiser. But we have to include others too, because then the rabbi might say that, wait a second, what are you talking about? How can you say for him it's Hefker and me not? And therefore, they're just making this up, and really it is Hefker. So we have to say that for everybody it's Hefker. Now, moreover, the reason the Ran says that within 3 days, someone else cannot acquire it is for an additional reason. The reason being is because, like we just explained, that a rabbi, what he does is that he tries finding a good time when he can make it Hefker and that no one else is going to go ahead and grab it before him because he's just doing it to get away from the Meiser. So essentially, we said that that's for a time period of 3 days. So it comes out that for 3 days, it's not really clear if it even is Hefker in the first place, because we have to be suspect that they're not really intending to make it Hefker. They're only doing it as a haram, as subterfuge. And it wasn't even really Hefker. And that's why it's definitely appropriate to say that even if someone else goes ahead and acquires it, that the Mafker could retract, because actually it's not conclusive yet that it's Hefker. Only after 3 days is it conclusively Hefker, because within 3 days, we could still say that it's not Hefker and that it was really a Ramai just doing Harama. So for those two reasons, the Ran explains that this halacha is that within 3 days he could retract. Again, the primary reason is because of the Ramoin, as the Gemara will later on explain. But because of that, we have to say that no one could acquire it, and meaning even Acher, and that's why, as the Brisa says, if he's Mafker's field, that whether it's him or someone else trying to get it for 3 days, he could retract. And what that means to say is that it was really never Hefker. And thus, of course, you're still Michaev in Meiser. Now, but then the Brisa said that if it's Mekam Ve'elech, if it's after 3 days, then Eini Yochel Achzibay, then he cannot retract. Now, what that is saying is that even if no one has acquired it yet, still he cannot retract. The reason being is because after 3 days, there's no reason for us as Chazal, as sages, to enact that he could still retract and that it was never really Hefker in the first place, because the whole reason why we made this rabbinic institution was only because of the concern of the Ramoin. But after 3 days, there's no reason for us to suspect anymore that it really wasn't Hefker and that it was just done as subterfuge, because whoever is doing the trick of the Ramoin to make it Hefker just to get out of Meiser is not going to leave it for more than 3 days, because he really is afraid that someone maybe is going to come ahead and acquire it before him. So he's only within 3 days. We have to suspect that maybe he really wasn't being mafkrit. But more than 3 days, obviously it was for Hefker, and therefore, en yochel achzibay, the halacha really is that it is Hefker. So you can't go ahead and retract. In other words, it really halachically is going to be Hefker, even if someone didn't acquire it yet. Now, so therefore the Gemara asks as follows. Seems like Reisha Rabbanon and Sefer Rabbi Yosi. Seems like that the first halacha of Abraisa, which spoke about that if you just make it Hefker, then within 3 days, it's going to be that he could retract, and after 3 days not, that seems to be like the Rabbanon. And the Sefer, which talks about this halacha, when you make it specifically for a certain amount of time, that then it doesn't depend on the time frame, rather depends if someone was zeiche in it or not, to say that if it could be chayzer or not, that seems to be like Rabbi Yosi. Now the reason for this is, as Ran explains, the Gemara's assumption right now is that the reasoning of Rabbi Yosi, which we explained at the beginning of the Daf, who in the Mishnah, on the Mem Gilmad Alf, that he says that it's usser to, if when there's two people, and one's a mudr hanom mechaveri, it's for the madr to put that, let's say, that loaf of bread on the rock and say it's hefker, the Rabbi Yosi says it doesn't work. The Gemara assumes right now that the reasoning of Rabbi Yosi is like Rabbi Yechanan, that he had said previously the reason of Rabbi Yosi why it doesn't work is because Hefker is like Matana, which is that until it comes to the domain of someone that's acquiring it, it has not yet left the Rishus of the Mafker. And therefore, Rabbi Yosi says it's Aser, because essentially it's coming from the Madr to the Mudr, because although he made it Hefker, it's really still his until someone else gets it. And when that Mudr gets it, he's getting it from the Madr. Now, because that's the understanding of the Gemara right now, of Rabbi Yosi's opinion, that's why the Gemara says right now that the Reisha of this price is like Drabbanan, and the Sefer is like Rabbi Yosi. And now the whole braisa would make sense. And the reason for this is because the Reisha said the following halacha. The Reisha said that for the first 3 days, the mafker could retract. And as we explained, as the Gemara later on will explain, is because of the Ramayin, because of these cheats, the people that are tricking. After 3 days, then we said that then he cannot retract. Now, that is Me'ikar Adin, because the Ikar Din really is that when someone makes it Hefker, it is Hefker, and it leaves his Rishos. Not like Rabbi Yisi, according to Rabbanan. It's just that we said within 3 days that he could retract, is only because of the Ramayin, who were afraid that they really didn't make it Hefker, they just wanted to get away from Maisa. That's why he said it's not Hefker, but Me'ikar Adin, Hefker is automatically that you can't retract, because it's not yours anymore. Now, the reason for this is, as Rabbi Yochanan explained, because the Rabbanu who argued and basically hold, that Hefker, from the moment that he makes it Hefker, it has already left his domain. So that would make sense, according to that the Reisha is like the Rabbanan, as we just said, because according to Rabbi Yitzi, that wouldn't be the halacha, that it's Me'ikar Adin after 3 days, that it's going to be, that he can't be Chayzer, because according to Rabbi Yitzi, of course he could be Chayzer, because it hasn't yet left his Rishos. Now, the Sefer that tells us, that if a person says that this field should be Hefker for 1 day, or 1 week, or 1 month, now, in such a situation, the Ran explains there is no concern for Ramayin. And the reason being is because if the person who was making this Hefker for this limited amount of time, when he made it Hefker, he really had in mind, like the Ramayin, like the cheats, to go ahead and to really reacquire it right away, and he was just doing it to get away from giving Meiser, then why would he make it Hefker for a limited time frame? He should have made it totally Hefker. And the reason being is because since he's anyways going to go ahead and reacquire it right away, so he has nothing to gain by making it Hefker for that 1 week or the 1 month or the 1 year, because what's the difference? You know you're going to get it back right away anyway. Rather, it's obvious from the case of the Sefer that the reason why he made it Hefker for that limited time frame was because he really wants to do a real Hefker without any Harama. Now, that's why the Sefer says that if someone else acquires it, whether it's him or someone else, he cannot retract. Now, on that part, the Ran explains, that would also work well, according to the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan agree that when someone makes a true Hefker, it's not his anymore. So if it's not his anymore, and the only reason why they say that a person could retract is because of a Rama, and there it doesn't apply Harama. So obviously, if someone acquires it, it's too late. He can't be chayzer. Now, however, the other half of that halacha doesn't work well according to Rabbanan. Because the Braisa says, ad shalai zachaba, but if no one merited in it yet, then the Braisa said, bein hu bein achar yachal achzabai. Then him or someone else, meaning if no one else yet got it yet, then the mafker could retract, meaning what that means to say is that it never left his domain. Problem is, that's like Rabbi Yisi, because Rabbi Yisi is the one that holds that until someone else acquires it, it hasn't yet left the Rishos. So the Mafker, because according to Rabbanan, they say the moment you Mafker it, which we're explaining here by the case of when you Mafker it for a limited time frame, it's a true Hefker, because a Rami wouldn't be doing it for a limited time frame, anyway, he's going to take it right back. So therefore, since it's a true Hefker, according to Rabbanan, the moment you make it Hefker, it has left his Rishos. So even if no one else was Zoichin it yet, how could the Braises say that it could be Chayzer? So therefore, the Gemara is saying that halacha sounds like it's like Rabbi Yisi, which again, we're going based on the interpretation of Rabbi Yochanan, where the machlek is the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yisi is based on when you mafker something. Me'ikar adin. Has it left the domain of the mafker or not? The Rabbanan hold that it has, and therefore in the halacha of the Reisha that they say, if it's after 3 days when there's no more concern of the Ramayin, you can't retract, because it already left your domain. Whereas halacha the Seifa sounds like Rabbi Yisi, which is that if there's no concern about Ramayin, so therefore, according to everybody, it should be considered a full-fledged Hefker, and yet still we see that if no one else was Zeich in it, you could retract. That's only like Rabbi Yisi holds that it's still in the Rishos of the Mafker. Now, the Ram points out one thing, that if the Sefer is going like Rabbi Yisi, then the truth is that this halacha that it said that if no one else acquired it yet, whether it's him or someone else, that he could still retract, then the truth is, that wouldn't apply only like the case of the Sefer, which is talking about for a limited time frame of Hefker. The reason being is because according to Rabbi Yisi, even if you make it Hefker forever, which like the case of the Reisha, then even in such a case, Rabbi Yisi would hold that you could always retract until someone else acquires it, because it's always in the Rishos of the Mafker. But however, the Ran says the reason why the Braisa did quote the opinion of Reb Yossi, at least the way the Gemara is explaining it right now, that it's Reb Yossi in such a case, is because of the other halacha, which was the second half. There's two halves to this. Ad shaloi zachaba, until someone else is zeichenet bein hu bein achar, then he could be chayzer. Then there was the other half, which was that when someone else is zeichenet, that he cannot retract. And that is because there's a difference in that part of the halacha between a time-limited hefker and an eternal hefker, as Ram will explain later on in the sugya. Now, that's why we have to say that halacha of saying the hefker for one day or one week is because of this din of mishazachaba, which is unique for the time-limited frame of hefker. So that's why we use that same case of achaloi zachaba, that is, according to Rabbi Yossi, that you could retract. But the truth is, that's what the Ran's explaining, that of course, now that we're explaining that the Sefer is like Rabbi Yossi, it wouldn't be just in this Mufkeres L'Yemechad or L'Shabbos Eches that Rabbi Yossi would hold that if no one was Zeichen Nedi, you could retract. It would be even in the regular Hefker, because it never left his domain, but only using it in such a case because of the second half of the Halacha, of Misha Zachaba. Once someone else already did acquire it, then he cannot retract. That's specifically for this halacha of Mufkeres L'Yemechad, as the Gemara will later on explain that, why it's unique for this halacha of a time-limited hefker. Now, but the Ran does ask an interesting question, and that is, what is this understanding of, we keep on saying this term in the Seifa of, if mishazachaba, if someone already acquired it, whether it's who, whether it's him, or achar, and that is, we said that then he can't retract. Now, on that, the Ran says, what's interesting is that, according to Rabbi Yossi, that we're saying that it's already, it will be considered hefker then. And therefore, it will be exempt from Meiser, because it's not his anymore. And once it's already hefker, then it's already putter from Meiser. On that, the Ran asks, how does that work out according to Rabbi Yossi? And the reason being is because since Rabbi Yossi holds that when someone's mafker something, until someone else acquires it, it hasn't yet left the reshus of the mafker. So it comes out that when the person himself, which is one of the two cases of mishazacha, we said mishazacha, but once someone acquires it, bein hu bein achar, whether it's him or someone else, question is when he acquires it, essentially he's getting it from himself. He was mafker, now he's being kainit. Problem is, he's not getting it from hefker, because according to the Reb Yossi, it never left his domain. So the question is, what is the understanding of? We understand that actually zachaba, until someone else didn't acquire it, then he could retract, because it's still in his domain. But you say, once someone else does acquire it, oh, then there was already, he can't retract anymore, and then the hefker was a real hefker. So then it's part of a meiser. But in that case of someone else acquiring it, the Braisa said not just someone else, but even him. But the Rambam was, but him, he's getting it from himself, because the hefker was already, it was always in his reshus. So how could he be exempt from meiser as hefker if it never really was a full-fledged hefker, because he always got it back from himself? So the Ran says that what you could say is that although Rabbi Yossi holds it until it comes into the reshus of someone else, it hasn't yet left the reshus of the mafkum, the one who made it ownerless, still, he says the following logic. He says, just like if someone else would come along and be zeich in it, he would be zeich in it from hefker, it would be from hefker, it's just that it's not someone else until he gets it, but it would be getting it from hefker, and not as being gifted from the one who made a hefker, and that's why the other person would be exempt from meiser. So, since it would be possible for someone else to be zeich in it, so therefore he says, same thing over here, when the person himself goes on the thing that he was mafker it, and he comes and he says explicitly that I want to be zeich in it from hefker, not stam, not just general taking it back, and to say that it'll be considered a retraction. Therefore, the Ran says he is also then being zeich in it from hefker, because since he never retracted, and since he never retracted, someone else could merit in it, and it would be considered like it was getting from hefker. So then the question is, why should he be any different than anybody else? And therefore, that's what the Ran concludes, that the Gemara is saying right now, if the Reish of this Brice would be like Drabanan, and the Sefer would be like Rabisi, so then the Brice would make a lot of sense. But that is what the Gemara is bothered by, and that is, why would the Tana of one Brice say a first case like one opinion, and the second case like a different Tana? So that's the Gemara's question. It seems like Reish Rabbanan and Sefer Rabbi Yisi. So now the Gemara gives two answers. Amar Ula. Ula says that actually Sefer Nam Rabbanhe. You're right. Tana is not going to say the Reish like Rabbanan and Sefer like Rabbi Yisi. The Sefer is also like the Rabbanan. To which the Gemara asks, Ihach, if that's the case, which we had already alluded to this point before, Amai Achalei Zacha Ba Beinhu Bein Acha Yochel Achzabai. But if you're telling me that the Sefer is going like the Rabbanan, just like the Reisha, then why does the Sefer say that if someone else didn't acquire this field of the time-limited Hefker, that then he could retract, but the Rabbanan don't hold a retraction, because once you mafker it, it leaves you Rishus. Now, although the Reisha does say a case of retraction according to Rabbanan, that's only because of the Tekana of the Ramoim, of the cheats, where they make it Hefker, but they're really not making it Hefker. But as we explained before, when you're doing it for a limited time frame, you're obviously not a Ramai. Because if you were a Ramai, you would have done a regular Hefker and just reacquired it. For the fact that you made it for a limited time frame, obviously you're sincere in your being Mafgrid. And therefore, I don't want to make it forever, but I'll make it Hefker for this short amount of time. So if there's no concern in the Ramayis, so it's a full-fledged Hefker, so who cares that no one else was Zeichenid yet? There still shouldn't be a halacha of retraction according to Rabbanon. How can you say the Sefer is like Rabbanon? So that the Gemara answers, Shani Shana B'Shavua D'Lei Shechicha. And that is, it's not common that a person should make something Hefker, ownless, in such an interesting way for a time-limited frame of a year or for a seven-year Shemitah cycle. Now, since this person did do this in a unique way, so therefore we assess his intentions. And that is, since we see he obviously didn't really want this thing to be gone forever. For whatever reasons he had, he wanted to make it Hefker, but he really still wants to hold on to it, or else he would have made it Hefker forever. So therefore, he's still attached to this on some level, and therefore, even in the time frame when he's being mafgrit, he doesn't want it really to leave his domain until someone else acquires it. That's why the Rabbanan hold by a time-limited Hefker, just like what Yabisi holds by a regular Hefker, that you could still retract. Because although a regular Hefker leaves your domain, but the fact that you didn't make a full-fledged Hefker, you see you really still want to hold on to it. That's why, if no one else acquired it yet, that's why the Rabbanan would agree, and therefore the Sefer could be even like the Rabbanan, that you could retract. And therefore the Sefer works out the same way we explained for the Lachas, that we originally thought the Sefer is like Rabbi Yisi, and that is because, again, as we said, because of Hefker Lizman, the Rabbanan do not argue on Rabbi Yisi that it has not yet left the Rishus of the Mafker. That's the interpretation of Ula. Shlakar Shama, he says, the other way, says, Min the Sefer Rabbi Yisi, Rishonam Rabbi Yisi, from the fact that the Sefer is like Rabbi Yisi, as we explained, that seemingly he's the opinion of the Sefer that you could retract, because he holds Hefker has not left the Rishus of the Mafker. And therefore he says that the Rishus is also like Rabbi Yisi. Now, but then the difficulty was, if the Rishus is like Rabbi Yisi, then why after 3 days did we say when someone just makes his field Hefker be a stam without saying anything more, just said this field is Hefker, after 3 days he can't retract? Why can't he retract? According to Rabbi Yisi, if no one else was zeichin it yet, well then it has not left the Rishus of the Mafker. So why can't he go back and be zeichin it? So on that, Rosh Lakish explains, V'reisha hainu taima, the reason of the reisha is, D'loy lishtakeach teres Hefker. We don't want people to forget that there's such a halacha as Hefker. In other words, you're right. According to the basic halacha, since we're saying the reisha is like Rabbi Yisi, even after 3 days, the Mafker could retract, if no one else was zeichin it yet, because it hasn't yet left his Rishus. Now, however, the reason why we're saying in the Reisha such a halacha that after 3 days he cannot retract is because people are going to come to say that even if the person didn't retract and someone else acquired that field, people are going to say he has not acquired it from Hefker. Why not? Because since before this other person acquired it, the Mafker could have retracted. Now, what does that mean? How can you retract something? Obviously, it was still in his domain. So what the people are going to say is that, let's say someone else acquires it. They're going to say that, I didn't get it from Hefker. Rather, I obviously got a gift. Because it's not Hefker. That's what the Gemara is saying, they're going to forget about Hefker. Because according to Rabbi Yisi, forever you could retract. What does it mean you could retract? It means it's obviously still yours. If it was Hefker, you couldn't retract. It's not yours anymore. So people are going to think that although that after 3 days, which we're going to explain in a moment, so then why is it that after 3 days that we're saying that he cannot retract. The reason why he cannot retract is for this reason, because if he could retract forever, people are going to think that it's really still his. And they're going to think that there's no such halacha as hefker. Now, what the problem with that is that there really is such an element as hefker, which means to say, because hefker really makes it that it's not his anymore, in the sense of that it's exempt from meiser. Now, although it's still his that he could retract, but people are not going to know that fine line of dividing that. To say that it's really hefker, it's really exempt from meiser, it's just that the person could retract, they're going to think, no, from the fact that he could retract, even now, 10 days later, that it's really still his. And therefore, they're going to think that this produce from this field that they acquired from him is chayiv in meiser. Now, because of that, they're going to go ahead and take off meiser from a different field that's obligated in meisris for this field. Now, the problem with that is that it's going to be what's called menachiv al hapater, because you can go ahead and you have a bunch of fields and you have all the produce. You could take from that other produce that's obligated, and let's say there's 100 bushels of fruit, so then 10 of them you could take as meiser for that field. But let's say you could also take 20 from that field for a different field that has 100 bushels. Problem is that this field that he's getting from this person, from hefker, is really exempt from meiser, because it really is hefker, and the hefker is a real thing. Now, but the person might think that it's not, as we just explained. He's going to think it really is chayv, because it's like he's getting it as a gift from that other person, which doesn't exempt it from meiser. So he's going to take 20 bushels from that other field, 10 for that field, and 10 for this new field that he's getting from this person. Problem is that that's really taking meiser fruits that are chayiv in meiser, biblically, on something that's really exempt, which is problematic, because those fruits are now going to be tevel, because it only becomes meiser if it's really taking a tithe of something that's obligated in meiser. This thing is really exempt. And the same thing would apply the other way around. He might take from this new field, which is really exempt, and he might take those produce to use it as meiser for the other field, which is obligated, and he's taking something that's exempt from something that's obligated, which doesn't work for that to be in the halachas of meiser. And therefore, because of this concern that people might think that it's really chayv meiser, that's why they made this takana that after 3 days, that then the mafker can't be chayzer anymore. And that we want it to be rabbinically considered totally like hefker, and that he can't retract. Because again, if he could retract, people are going to think that means to say it's still his, if it's still chayv meiser, and if it's still chayv meiser, so then you're running into this problem about making meiser from chayv on pater or pater on chayv. So they said that it's totally hefker, he can't retract. Oh, this is obviously hefker. Oh, we know that this is something that's pater, and we're not going to come into run into those problems. Now, that the Gemara asks, Ihachi, if that's the reasoning according to the ratio of this brisa, which Rish Lakish explained is going like Rabbi Yisi, where really a person could always retract. So why are we saying that you cannot retract is because we don't want people to be confused and think that it's not really hefker. They're going to forget the halach of hefker. They're going to think it's just coming from that other person, because you see he could retract. So therefore we said that after 3 days he can't retract. And that's the reasoning of this halacha. Then even from day one, it should be hefker. In other words, they should have instituted that even from day one, it should be hefker for this reason, and that is that you cannot retract right away. So why did they make this division of 3 days, before 3 days or after 3 days, that within 3 days he could retract and after 3 days he can't? What would be the reasoning of this halacha of 3 days if the reason of it should even apply by day one, that people see that you could retract, they're going to think that it's not really hefker. We want them to know that it's really hefker. So although biblically it's still in the reshus of the mafker and he should be able to retract, but rabbinically we should say even from day one he can't retract, so that people know that it's really hefker and that it's something that's exempt from meiser. So in that Amar Rabba says that no, we couldn't make it hefker, meaning true hefker, to be exempt from meiser even from day one before 3 days are over. Mepnei haramayin, and this is what we alluded to in the beginning of this sugya, because of the trickers. Dimafkirin vahajimahin. Because what happens is they're going to make their fields hefker, and then they're going to go ahead and reacquire it right away. In other words, that even in the beginning, they really didn't intend for it to be hefker. The whole reason why they made it hefker in the first place was so that they could quickly make it hefker, exempt it from meiser, and then reacquire it. So it comes out that it really wasn't a hefker. It was just one big subterfuge, one big joke. Now, therefore, they said that for the first 3 days, we're going to keep it in its biblical halachic status, which again, biblically, the halacha really is that he could retract, because we're explaining the ratio of the brisa right now according to Rish Lakish, like Rabbi Yossi, who he holds that it is still in the reshus of the mafker, and that it could retract really forever. Now, the reason why the first 3 days we kept it like that, and we didn't have the rabbinic institution of the concern to make it true hefker, is because of the Ramayim. Because then they're going to really make it hefker and get away with this of not having to give ma'isib when they really didn't intend to make it hefker. So that's for 3 days. But after 3 days, when there's no more concern of the retraction of the Ramayim, as we explained previously, because the Ramayim is not going to leave it around for that amount of time, so therefore, if it's already past 3 days, when we don't have to be concerned about Ramayim anymore, so then, yes, then we instituted this rabbinic concern of saying that, oh, okay, now we're done with the Ramayim, now we're going to make the rabbinic institution that now you cannot retract. Although biblically you could, we're going to make it like it's not in your reshus anymore and that it's totally hafker, and that people will know that it really is part of a meiser, so that we don't run into the problems of someone taking meiser min achiv ala pater or min apater ala achiv. Now, the Ram points out that the truth is that this reason that we're explaining here in the Gemara of Mepneh Ramayin is exactly how we explain the Ram already in the beginning of the sugya when we thought that the ratio was like the Rabbanan. We had to give the same interpretation, what's the reasoning of this halacha of 3 days. It's just that since the Gemara over here is analyzing the text of the ratio more closely, more acute, because we have to explain it according to Rabbi Yossi, which was more of a challenge, so therefore, it's here where the Gemara explains the reasoning of the Ramayin for 3 days. But the truth is, the Ram says, you're right, that just like we need to save this reasoning of the Ramayin for Rabbi Yossi, which interestingly for Rabbi Yossi is to make it keep it on its biblical halachic status, which is that it remains in the reshus of the mafker for 3 days, because according to him, it's always in the reshus of the mafker, which is the biblical halacha. We needed to say that same interpretation for the Rabbanan, but actually the other way around. For the Rabbanan, we had to actually exclude it from the biblical status and to rectify it and to say that it rabbinically it will be considered in his reshus, but that's rabbinically. So we have to say the same halacha for the Rabbanan, but actually the other way around, because the Rabbanan hold that biblically it does leave his reshus. But they hold that rabbinically we consider for the first 3 days that it's still in his reshus, because we're concerned that they might do this trick of their mind. So we needed to stay in his reshus, as we said, that's both for him and for someone else, so that he knows that no one else could get it, and really it's not a real hefker, and really it's just one big joke that he's doing. And the same thing applies, as the Gemara is saying over here for Rabbi Yossi, but the other way around. And that is that we keep it biblically in his Rishus, which it really is according to Rabbi Yossi, and that we don't institute the rabbinic injunction of removing it from his Rishus so that people know that it's really hefker and exempt from Eiser, because we didn't do it in the first 3 days because of the Ramayim, because then it really is hefker, at least rabbinically, and that it is exempt from Eiser, then the Ramayim might go ahead and do that, which is only a concern for the first 3 days. Now, however, on that, the Gemara continues and asks, and as Ran explains, the Gemara's question right now is on the halacha of mikan ve'elech, regarding the halacha of the reisha. It says that for after 3 days, ein yochel achzabay, then the mafker can't retract anymore. Now, on that, the Rish Lakish is explaining that although there's the halacha of Rabbi Yossi, that a person could always retract, and it's not hefker, but on that we explained before, the Rabbanan made this takana that after 3 days, it's going to be considered hefker. Now, moreover, the Ram points out, and this is the presumption of the Gemara's question, that obviously the Rabbanan still hold that it's going to be chayiv in Meiser. And the reason being is because, as the Gemara asks, if you're telling me the ratio is like Rabbi Yossi, that means to say biblically, it's obviously not when we say hefker, it's not totally hefker, meaning that it's not his anymore. Because biblically, it is still in the reshus of the mafker until someone else acquires it, even if it's after 3 days. So if that's the case, that means to say that biblically, it's still chayv ma'aser, because it's still in his reshus. It's not a full-fledged hefker. So therefore, the Gemara asks, then we run into this. We run into the following concern. And that is, although that the Rabbanan, and this the Ran spells out, although the Rabbanan could have exempted this field from Meiser, which the Rabbanan could do with any monetary halacha because of what's known as Hefker, Bezen, Hefker, they could make something ownerless, even without the Yonah making it Hefker. They themselves can make it Hefker. And therefore, since they're saying that it is Hefker, so then there should be no concern about the biblical halacha of being obligated in Meiser, because even biblically it's not going to be, because the Rabbanan do have the rights of making it Hefker, which even biblically makes it Namachoy V'Meiser. But on that, the Ran spells out that, but that's not what the Rabbanan are coming to do over here. They're not coming to create a leniency and exemption of Meiser, what would be obligated biblically, because the only reason why they're making this Hefker is to avoid the problem of other people thinking that there is no halacha of Hefker. But the truth is that there really is such halacha of Hefker. Now, if that's the case, the Gemara says, then you have to be concerned as follows. V'dilma asi lasuri min achiv al ha-potter. You might come to take Meiser from something that's biblically obligated in Meiser, from something that's exempt from Meiser, and that is as follows, because this person that's going to be acquiring this field after 3 days, we said within 3 days he can't, because the owner, the mafka, could still retract, as we said, because of the Takanas Ramoyim, where we keep it on the biblical halacha according to Rabbi Yossi, that it's still within the reshus of the mafka, and he could retract. But after 3 days, we said that he can't retract. Why? Because there had been a concern that people are going to think, if he could still retract, it's obviously still his, and it's really still obligated in Meiser, biblically. So they wanted people to know that there really is such a halacha of Hefker, and it's not just a Matana. So what they did is that they made it that it's a full-fledged Hefker. But on that, the Gemara is asking, that is, but still, the Rabbanan, when they're making it Hefker, are not making it exempt from the biblical Meiser. It's still obligated biblically in the Meiser, because they're only making it Hefker as a rabbinic concern, but not to exempt something that biblically is obligated. Now, but if that's the case, the problem that we're going to run into is that, but the person that now is acquiring it after the 3 days, he's going to say that, no, most definitely, from the fact that the sages said that this field that I'm acquiring, I've acquired it, obviously, it's a full-fledged Hefker. And that is because when the other person wants to retract it, mi'ikra din, he cannot retract it. Because you see that he can't get it. And even though he's saying, he's screaming, he wants it back, it's too late. The rabbis say that it's mine. Obviously, it's because it's a full-fledged Hefker. Now, on that, he's going to continue his logic, and this person is going to say, now, so why did the rabbis say that I'm obligated to give Meiser from this field if truth is that I shouldn't be obligated because it really is a Hefker that person had made? He's going to tell himself, it's only rabbinically, because the rabbis are concerned that people are going to see, they're going to hear this person screaming that he wants his field back, and other people are going to think that it really is a retraction. Now, however, this person is going to tell himself that really that's not true, because if that was the case, that the person could retract, then how would it be that the rabbis allowed me to acquire this from Hefker after 3 days when I shouldn't be able to? It should really go back to that other person. So because of that, this person who is acquiring the field after 3 days, he's going to end up taking Meiser from this field, and because what he thinks is really exempt biblically from Meiser, on another field which is also biblically exempt from Meiser. For example, wheat that grows in what's called the Otzitz in the Nakev, which is a pot that doesn't have a hole in the bottom, which is not getting any nourishment from the ground, which biblically is exempt from Meiser. So he's going to go ahead and take Meiser from this field, which this person was Mafker, which he acquired after 3 days, which the rabbis say that now he can't go ahead and get it back. He's going to think that the reason why they say he can't get it back is because it was a real Hefker. Now, he's going to think that both of them are only rabbinically obligated fields, and therefore he's allowed to take Meiser from one on the other, this Otzitz in the Nakev and this field of Hefker. And that is what the Gemara is concerned about, but that's not really true. And the reason being is because this field that this other person is acquiring after the 3 days is actually biblically obligated in Meiser. The reason being is because that since we're explaining the Reisha according to Reish Lakish as Rabbi Yossi, according to biblical halacha, the one who is mafker the field, even after 3 days, could retract. So it comes out that this other person after 3 days that is acquiring it is not acquiring it because it's a real hefker. It's just this rabbinic halacha that they said it should be like hefker, that he can't retract, because then people are going to forget about the halacha of hefker and think even by hefker that then there's no halacha of meiser, that even by hefker there's halacha of meiser, which is not the case. as we said, that although the Rabbanan making like Hefker, but not Hefker to exempt it from Meiser in this case. So therefore, when this person is going to take Meiser from these fruits on an Atzid She'en Anokiv, he's going to be taking Meiser from something that's obligated biblically to something that's exempt biblically. And so too, we have the concern, as the Gemara says, Umina Patra Alachiv. He might take the produce of the flower, the pot that doesn't have any hole in the bottom, as Meiser for these fruits, which doesn't work because they're biblically exempt, and you can't take biblically exempt produce for produce that's biblically obligated. So therefore, the Gemara wonders that if you're saying the Reisha is like Rabbi Yossi, it comes out that biblically it's not really Hefker, it's only rabbinically Hefker, and the rabbinical Hefker does not exempt the biblical Meiser in this produce. So when we're making him have to take off Meiser from this produce, it's actually biblically, but he's going to think it's only rabbinically because he's going to say if it was rabbinic, then if it's not really Hefker, then how did the rabbi say that it's mine and that the person can't retract? And therefore, then you're going to run into the problems about taking Meiser and Achiv al-Patam and al-Patam al-Achiv. And that is because this is a unique halacha that we have over here where the Rabbanan made it Hefker. However, that's only Hefker as long as the person himself didn't retract. So essentially what the Gemara's question is that although there definitely was something that was done to prevent the problem of having Meiser and Achiv al-Patam and al-Patam al-Achiv, which is a sense of that this thing really is Hefker after 3 days, because the rabbinic institution, and we wanted people to know that it's really Hefker, and that it's not something that's being taken as matana, which we would have thought so had he been able to retract. And that's why the Rabbanan said that after 3 days, he cannot retract. But on that is what the Gemara's question right now is asking, is that, however, if ultimately he does retract, biblically his retraction is a retraction. And therefore, it really is that person's field, and it's not really Hefker, and therefore the person is really Chayiv Meiser Midai Raisa. So although rabbinically we say that he cannot retract, and we keep it as the person's field is being Zaycha, but then paradoxically we can actually run into the same problem that we're trying to fix, and that is that then it is going to be Chayiv Meiser Midai Raisa, and then you're going to run into a problem of another field that's Potter. So though originally we're saying that the reason why we make this Gezeira after 3 days, that it should be considered as Hefker and he can't retract, is because essentially it's Potter, and people are going to think that it's Chayiv, and they're going to run into the problem that way. Now we're saying that on some level, when he retracts after 3 days, and someone else is then Zaycha, that then the problem is that then it actually is Chayiv, and you're going to come to involve it with Meister, with something that's really Potter. So David, that's the Gemara's question right now, is that you're going to run into that same problem. So what do you do? Because on one level, you can't have with something that is going to be Chayiv. And on one level, you can't have with something that's Potter. Because if he doesn't retract, then we're saying that it really is Meiser. And that's why we say that he can't retract. Because we want people to know that it's something that really is Potter from Meiser, and not to have from something else that's Chayiv. But at the same time, if he does retract, when then biblically it really is going to be Chayiv Meiser, but then we're running into the problem of something else that's Pata that is going to be pirish from this on, let's say, like Atzis Shein Anakav, or from Atzis Shein Anakav on this. So that's what the Gemara answers. Damrina Lay, that's what we tell him. Kima Asras, when you take off Meiser, Asram in Eubay. Take off Meiser from this itself. In other words, don't take off Meiser from this produce, from this field that you married after 3 days for somewhere else, and neither from someone else on this, but rather from this itself. So therefore, you avoid both problems. You avoid the problems of something that is biblically Chayiv and Meiser for in regards to this field, where if the person never retracts, is really going to be Meiser and exempt biblically from Meiser. And at the same time, if the person does retract, and thus this is Chayiv and Meiser Midai Raisa, then you're not going to run into the problem regarding a different field, which is like an Atzis Shein Anakav that is biblically exempt. Because, so this is what you have, this interesting, this state of this field, where on some level it could be Chayiv Midai Raisa or Potter Midai Raisa, and therefore, to avoid all problems, the Gemara answer is not going to be a difficulty. We tell them that although you have to take off Meiser, but to avoid all the confusion, we say take off Meiser only from this field, take in internally, and don't involve any other outer fields. Now, on that, the Gemara asks Meisvit. However, the Gemara asks when the following Braisa on Rish Lakish's interpretation that he explained the previous Braisa totally like Rabbi Yossi. Braisa says as follows, Hamafker es kamri, if someone declares his vineyard totally ownerless, makes it Hefker. Ulishachar amru b'tzari, then the next morning, he gets up, and he starts picking the fruits of his field. So on that, the Braisa says, Chayiv beperet, so now he's obligated in these matnas aniyim, as if it's not hefka, as if it is his field, which is peret, which are the one or two fruits that are plucked, that fall down, ube'oilois, which are the immature ones, ube'shikcho, or those bundles that are left over, ube'peyo, or the corners of the field. Now, as the Ran explains, the reason is that although generally the halacha is that when a field is hefker, that one is exempt from all these matnas aniyim, as we say generally in the Gemara and Shabbos of Samaches Amud Aleph, that it says it has to be something that's nishma, that's safeguarded, which excludes if it's hefker, still all these matnas aniyim, since when the pasuk mentions them, it mentions an extra word tazoiv, that it should be left, so therefore we learn from there, as the Gemara learns in Baba Kama that Tzadi Dal Amud Aleph, that all these things, if he himself goes and reacquires it, although at one point it really was hefker, he is going to still be obligated in these gifts to the poor. But even though the next one he goes back and he starts picking his own fruit, he will be exempt from the taif. And the reason being is because by the meiser it doesn't say an extra word tazev, and therefore it doesn't make a difference if he or someone else goes and acquires it from hefker, it's going to be exempt from meiser. That's what the Braisa says. Now that the Gemara wonders as follows. Bishleim l'ulo, we understand according to ulo, dirabanan katani lo. The Tana of this Braisa could be going like dirabanan, uderaisa katani lo. And they're going according to the biblical halacha. In other words, although the Rabbanan, as we mentioned according to ulo, that the previous Braisa is going like Rabbanan and the Reisha, that within 3 days we said that the mafker could retract, and therefore that when he goes ahead and he goes and acquires his field the next morning, like we have over here by the Kerem, he should be obligated in Meiser. However, although that's the case, that would only be a rabbinic halacha, because we said actually according to Rabbanan, right away on your mafker, it really is hefker, it leaves your domain right away. It's only rabbinically within 3 days that we say that it's still going to be considered like it's still in your reshus, and therefore if you take it back, you are going to be chayv Meiser. That's rabbinic halacha. However, still we could say that this Braisa works like the Rabbanan, because this that the Braisa said that he is going to be exempt from Meister, even though it's just the next morning, it would be talking about biblically the halacha. But you're right, rabbinically, the person would be chayv Meister, but we could explain that this Braisa is going according to the biblical halacha, so the Rabbanan Ketani law is that it's the rabbis, the Rabbanan, not Rabbi Yisi, and they're going deraisa Ketani law, they're going according to the biblical halacha. But El Rish Lakish, but according to Rish Lakish, that he explained the previous Braisa all like Rabbi Yisi, even the case of the Reisha. So the difficulty is, how are we going to explain this Braisa like Rabbi Yisi? Because according to Rabbi Yisi, since he says that the one who makes something hefker biblically could retract until someone else acquires it, and therefore, when he gets up the next morning and he's Boitzer Karmoy, so then, Hamai Potem and Amaisa. Why is he exempt from Maiser? And the reason being is because even no matter what the situation is, that there shouldn't be an exemption of a Maisa, even biblically. And the reason being is, as the Ran explains, because since he didn't explicitly say that he wants to acquire it from Hefker, and because the Ran is forewarning, although we explained on Amud Aleph, that Kisha Zacha Bein Hu Bein Acha, that there is such an element of even the Mafker himself acquiring it from Hefker, but the Gemara is asking on Rish Lakish is because since the Braisa doesn't tell us that when the same owner who was mafker his vineyard, the next one that's going to pick those fruits, he doesn't say explicitly that he wants to take it from hefker, which he made the day before. So we say that generally if a mafker goes the next day and goes and picks his own fruit, that is retraction. He's retracting. So it comes out that when he's being baitzer it, when he's picking his fruits, it's not from hefker. And that is because, again, although we said according to Rabbi Yisi that the person himself could be zeichet from the halacha of hefker, and even though he himself was mafkrit, that's only when he explicitly said he wants to get it from hefker. But when he just picks it stam without saying anything, since he could retract, we say that it's just a retraction, and therefore he's picking from his own. So if it's his own, so he should be biblically obligated in meiser. Why are we saying that it's patur from meiser? So on that, the Gemara says, Amalach, Rish Lakish would tell you, you're right. Kiyamri anah, Rabbi Yisi. My interpretation was only like Rabbi Yisi. In other words, I said that the previous price was like Rabbi Yisi, but ha, this price is Rabbanan. In other words, you're right. Although the previous price I said that it's totally like Rabbi Yisi, obviously this price would be like Rabbanan and not like Rabbi Yisi, because you're right. According to Rabbi Yisi, you obviously wouldn't be exempt from Meiser. He was saying you're exempt from Meiser. It's not a difficulty on me. I would agree that this brisa has to be like the Rabbanan, but that doesn't contradict that what I said on the previous brisa is going to be totally like Rabbi Yossi.